Hello. This is, we're not even going to call it a rogue podcast. We'll call it a movie review. I am Carol the Cat.
And I am Mia Miaklo.
And we just went and saw Lights Out.
Ooh!
Which is a film that's produced by James Wan, who did the Conjuring films. It's not directed by him. It's based on a short film that you can find on YouTube.
I recommend it.
Yes, it's called Lights Out. And it's directed by the guy who actually directed the short film. But it is, of course, expanded into feature length. And
87 minutes.
Yeah, 87 minutes. It's a pretty short film. So, we'll talk about that in just a little bit. Overall feeling, I thought this was a pretty effective little horror film. I went in not expecting a hell of a lot and walked out very pleased.
I, much like you, I expected to not like it. I didn't even think it was going to meet average. I liked this short film, and I thought, you know, you're just going to mess this up by making it feature length. And I was pleasantly surprised. I screamed out loud twice, and I clapped twice. It was as a screening is. It was a boisterous audience.
It was a very boisterous crowd. Whenever you go to horror movie screenings, it's usually talkative. Mm-hmm. There's usually, don't do that, don't turn around, where's your light? You know, stuff like that. I will say on this one, we had someone who had a baby there.
A baby. I estimate a 9-month-old baby. Crying.
Crying baby. It's like, okay, folks, you know, I know you got free passes to a free movie. Find a babysitter. And this is rated R. So, well, actually, I think it's maybe rated PG-13. Still, a crying baby has no place in a horror film.
I don't think a crying baby has any place in a movie theater.
In a movie theater. Just find a babysitter.
At 7:30 at night.
Yeah. Find a babysitter or wait for it to be on Netflix. Them's the breaks. You're a parent.
But she did leave. The mom got up and left.
That being said, it was a very boisterous crowd, and the crowd mm-hmm. seemed to very much enjoy it.
And that did add to my enjoyment, too, I think.
Of the actual film itself.
Yeah.
The acting here is actually really good. I'm going to write up a review where I'll actually have actors' names. I don't have them off the top of my head. But the actor that plays the little boy is actually really excellent, as is the mom.
The mom, Sophia, or Sophie, she was really, really good. She's supposed to play somebody that's mentally ill and...
Clinically depressed. Yeah, and is not taking her medication.
And she really... You see her a little twitchy in the beginning, and then by the end of the movie, I mean, it spirals downward.
Right.
And she
and the overall,
handles everything well.
Yeah, the overall premise of this is that she had a friend in a mental asylum who had an aversion to light. And so this friend, who has since died, you can only see her when the lights are out. So the object is to keep the lights on. And that was kind of my complaint about the film, is there didn't seem to be all that much emphasis on getting light.
You know? No, there's lamps everywhere. None of them have light bulbs in them.
Yeah.
Why would you have a lamp out and not a light bulb in it?
Yeah.
Just to frustrate
the characters
in the
yeah.
movie and play a little cat and mouse game.
And there's like two flashlights and one of them's a wind up. And I'm like, oh, come on. You have to have more candles or flashlights or something.
Yeah, the logic was not present in this movie.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'm okay with
very entertained.
Yeah, I'm okay with suspending the logic for a few really good scares. And the antagonist, Diane, was actually quite well done and quite creepy. So, overall, I think the film... I'm going to give this a B-. I mean, it's not, like, terrific film. I'm not going to... leave my lights on tonight.
No, it was silly fun. I was cheering for
particularly the boyfriend Brad.
I was cheering for Brad. And not because he's gorgeous, which he is, but you know, he's a nice guy, and
yeah.
I wanted him to make it.
Yes, and I like the fact that the boyfriend, usually they're assholes or they're cannon fodder or they're not there for the person. But this guy was a really nice guy, so mm-hmm. it's like you wanted him to make it through the film. No spoilers, we're not going to say how it ends, but yeah, I'd give this a good solid B-. This was actually not a bad little horror film.
I'd say B or B+.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really liked it. I'm grateful for the screening and the press release seat.
So thank you, Giddy Geeker, for getting us seats at the movie.
Yes, thank you.
And it was, we both enjoyed it, so.
And it's not gory.
No. No, if this is scares, a horror
film that's not, there's no gore to it. There's I think one scratch or something that you see.
Yeah, and then the beginning with the dad, there's a little bit of, but and in the beginning, incidentally, the woman from the actual short kind of mimics the actual short. So yeah. and that was kind of nice for those of us who had actually seen the short film to actually see. A lovely see homage. That too. Yeah. So yeah, go see it. It's a good quality matinee film. Maybe date night where you snuggle up with your honey and, you know, jump at the proper time. So yeah, this is Carol the Cat signing off.
And Mia Miyaklo. Good night.
Until next time.